is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hey, hello everybody. Glad to see you and hear from you. It is now Monday, and you know what Monday means. It means we're going to be here. So I want to wish, though, a very pleasant, uneventful, as far as illness, accidents, etc., to everybody who has been observing the Labor Day holiday. And that goes for the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to remind everyone that if you want to watch us as we are broadcasting live, please go to Facebook. The page is Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook. That's where you'll find us, and you'll meet some really nice folks there. Also, Jimbo is here riding shotgun with me as my intuitive co-host. So he will be piping up here real soon. Want to remind everybody, as you heard in the intro, we are using nothing but ordinary playing cards for the readings during the show. And yes, this is the method that my grandmother taught me, oh, all those many years ago. I just know every time we do a show, she's with us in spirit. This was something that was near and dear to her heart, and I was the only one in the family that she shared it with. So I feel very grateful for that legacy. Remember also that we will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. This is my preference. Others, they use maybe one card, three cards, five cards, whatever is their preference. But I prefer to use the whole enchilada, you could say, which is the same layout that I'm using during my private sessions with others. So bear that in mind. We wanted to make the distinction, though, not tarot card reading, not oracle card reading, and not any of the other methods that are out there. So this is specifically personal prophecy card reading. And now I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everyone. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind you folks out there in Blog Talk land, Facebook land, all the platforms you may be, well, I guess those are the only two you could actually talk to us on. If you're international, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs as you tell us. Right now, we don't have any right now. But they will come. Book them. They will come. They will. They show up. So we'll give you live. We'll work you in. If it's the middle of a reading, we'll try to find a gap in there, and we'll give you a live shout-out.
Now, we have to remind everyone, this might be a really slow show in terms of callers, mainly because people are out doing things.
Well, and folks that are into that traveling thing are on their way back if they got to go to work.
That's right.
646-595-4274. That is the number to call in, folks. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is true. If you hear utter silence, that is a bad connection. Hang up and call back again. You'll get right back through. Everything's cool. Everything seems to be running smoothly tonight. I would see here, Facebookers, return to you if we get a chance to. We just can't give you promises of time and stuff. So you got to just hang loose.
Yeah.
And then it would be a messenger call, and we'll remind everybody, it would be a messenger call to Deborah Lee out of your video, your choice. When that time, if it comes, it may or may not. Who knows? Can't predict it. Either way, when you hear the harps, That means your reading is concluded. It's a free reading that must come to an end. Got to make room for other folk. So please let that reading come to its natural end when you hear the harps. And then before we go, though, we're going to give you a single card. Same intuitive card reading method, just a single card. And it'll be using the
app. Of personal prophecy.
On the second, I'm using the secondlovedoctor.com webpage. It's free reading part of it. Yeah, it's a single card reading. You're not getting a layout. So. And it works out good because she'll be able to really elaborate how it really ties into your reading that you just had. So it'll be cool. Before you go, remember, you're getting one single card. So that's the name of that, too. And you got anything else you want to spew forth?
Yes, I wanted to make mention that something really remarkable happened this week to me, and it was something that I've been perceiving in my own reading for quite some time. And I wanted to mention this because a lot of times people will get frustrated. Well, why isn't this event happening? Why is reality taking so long to be created within the framework of your life? Well, the thing is, when there are other people involved, they have to reach that point of completion or closure, whatever you want to call it, that point where they're ready to cross what I call the bridge. Completing in their minds any sort of negative feelings they've had, anger issues, etc., etc. There comes a point, and it will always come through in the cards, where there can be a reconciliation between family members, good friends, spouses, children. I mean, the list goes on. And for me, that did happen. A relationship that, as I was saying, was perceived in the cards as having been broken actually has come to a place. And what's remarkable about it mostly is that 2 days ago, I had the revelation that I thought it was time to just let go. You know, I'm not going to say the saying of let go and let God, but that works too. I just said to myself, I can live without this, without these certain individuals in my life. I reached a point where I was tired of chasing after them, trying to get them back in my life. And I want you to know, it's an amazing, positive energy moment when you can actually let go. And it was within 48 hours. I received messages saying that the repair was in progress within that relationship. I don't want to get too specific, but just know that, yes, these things are possible. It can take years. And in this case, it did. It took a couple of years. But that, you know, is a very hopeful sign that we don't have to bear grudges. We don't have to, you know, sit and chew old bones. That we can let go. So, enough of my soapbox moment. It's on to you, Jim.
It's on to the callers. Let's go to our first caller, area code 806 down in Texas. 806.
Wow.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, hello.
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 It's Ann.
Ann from Texas.
Yes. How are y'all doing?
I think she was on hold last night and we didn't make it to her. Is that true?
Right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We had a million people last night, remember? I don't know. It was crazy. Well, Sundays are like that. But anyway, this is your time to shine, Ann.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to shine too well. I've had a lot of issues going on with my house. My AC broke a couple of weeks ago, got that fixed. And then this week, Friday, my water heater busted. So my house flooded and I'm in a hotel waiting for my house to get dried up and the insurance agent to come out. So,
I hate freaking things.
So, yes, it's a major homeowner issue. But just want to see what cards say is going to come my way because I'm ready for some good luck, something to change.
Yeah, I hear you. Yep, I understand. Those things, you know, they're good for like about 10 years, it seems like.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's like there's a timer running on even our phones.
They get all rusty.
Yeah.
They get all rusty, and then the bad things happen, like they'll leak. You know, stuff usually ends up in the leak, and that's the terrible thing, is the leak part.
Right.
Worst enemy of a house, water and fire both. Shocking that the water can put the fire out, but they are both damaging as hell. Termites are probably third. They're the one that you don't see in the foundation and stuff, but water and fire, oofty.
Yeah, no terrible. Fun.
No, it's horrible.
And the plumber that came to fix my AC, we've been kind of chatting, text messaging, and kind of flirting, so that's been kind of fun, but that's all.
Oh.
She's just having fun. But, well, okay. All right, well, that's, she threw that in there. You'll have to see if anything there. Cards are going down. Hey, Deb will tell you what she sees.
Oh, good. She always does.
Or
well,
not
thank
seeing.
You.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Well, I think we, as far as your private life, you're in a little bit of a lull right now. And that's going to pick up and get better as we get closer to the holiday season. People have been through so much with all of this heat, the wildfire,
yeah.
You know, they've got so much on their minds pertaining to friends and loved ones. And it's hard to be in a romantic state of mind when you're so worried about, you know, your loved ones. But there's always this amazing energy that starts coming through right around Halloween, even for those of us that don't really, I don't want to say observe it.
But participate in the
But there is that energy and it begins to grow and there's expansiveness with it. And with it is also coming a lot of tenderness and people, people coming together. And it's going to be, I tell you, I think we are coming up on a new year that is going to be absolutely wonderful. As a global civilization, we've been through so much that it's time for us to celebrate and get back to the business of just enjoying life. Yes, even
right.
with an upcoming election that everybody would rather run to the hills for. Yeah,
right.
We're getting, yeah, so.
I hate those things.
Yeah, we do too. For you, I think this plumber is going to become a very strong potential interest for you. Okay. I do see him. And there's somebody from your past who would like to make contact with you, a man from your past.
Huh.
And I don't think he lives where you do.
Mm, well,
he's at a distance, quite a distance.
Sure, makes sense. I mean, people...
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially, you know, when you say past, you mean like kind of a distant past thing, too.
Yeah. Well, I personally don't like that old saying that a leopard never changes its spots because I do believe that people are worthy of redemption, you know, that sort of thing. Not him. This guy is still a snake. So he may be handsome and quite charming, but I would say, he's not.
Okay.
You won't want to entertain him. He never, whenever he's been in your cart, he's never actually faced you. And I'm wondering if this is that move to, I think it was Florida.
But you know what? We are chatting too, but yeah, you know, just general, nothing flirty, just how are you doing. But yes, I forgot about him.
Yes. Well, I think that he still has maturing to do, and he loves to chat up the ladies. So the intentions and agendas of people will absolutely come through in the cards, even if they come across as being the nicest, you know, most authentic people. Well, it's kind of like if any of you watched the TV show that was on for a long time called The House, Dr. House.
Just House was called.
His favorite saying was, everybody lies.
That was the name of the first episode ever.
It was.
And he would reiterate that because patients would come in and he goes, they're lying. They don't want to tell me everything for whatever reason. They need to.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but I think that life is going to really accelerate.
Oh, great. I'm going to...
Yeah. I don't see any more expensive ordeals for you as far as air conditioner, water heater. I don't think anything else is going to break down.
Yeah, stuff here is taking a toll on me. It's just a lot to deal with.
One thing I've done, in fact, when Daryl was still with us, we had this for years. We joined a home warranty company.
She said her insurance is picking this up.
But this worked out really well for us, too, that we didn't have to use our insurance. We were able to get in. I don't think with your home flooded that it would.
The home warranty is not going to cover that. That's your insurance.
No, but it covers just about.
It would cover the water heater replacement or warranty.
Yes. And other.
Yes, because the insurance is not. They're going to cover everything but the water heater. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And then the home warranty to cover that. But not the damage. Yeah. So it's.
But I do. I mean, it's kind of it's hard to deal with. But I think it's a little blessing in disguise because I've been trying to fix my house little by little, and this big damage is like, oh my gosh, it's going to cost my deductible. But I'm going to have professionals come and redo what I need to have done. So
you are going to get new stuff. Whatever got damaged, that is a fact.
That's great.
That is a fact.
That's great.
And professionally done. Because, you know, me and my kids put the floor down, you know, those tiles, you know, we do it little by little, and it can be professionally done. So I'm thankful for that.
Is your water heater on the same, do you have a one-story or two-story house?
I have a one-story, and my water heater is in the center of my house, right in the hallway. It's not in the garage.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So
there's no good place to stick those things.
What do I have out there?
You have a tankless water heater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's outside, so if it does decide to leak, it's just going to water the plants out there.
It was something I thought of. This is crazy. It just goes to show you what will sell you. I saw an interview long ago Brad Pitt, and he was talking about tankless water heaters. I think it was after the hurricane had hit New Orleans. I forget the name. Katrina, was that Katrina?
That was the bad one, yeah.
And he went down, he was rebuilding all those, you know, a bunch of homes and stuff, and he got talking about that, and he said, yeah, it's going to set you back financially in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And I think I paid like $9,000 years ago for that.
And that was probably a lot of other things, like relocating, running the new piping, you know, not just...
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, you got to reroute the piping and stuff. It's working. I like it because it's outside, so if that sucker leaks...
Yeah, it's going to stay.
It saves you a ton of energy because it only heats water when you need it. If you have a tank, the thing's always keeping that water at the temperature. You could be at work for 8 hours, and it's going to keep that shit at 130, 140, whatever you have it set at. So it's running. But, like, you know, it is what it is, though. But that's the most common. Usually you get, is it like a 40-gallon? That's your average, unless you have a big, giant family or something. They have bigger ones.
Well, anyway, once you have your home back, and you're right, it is a blessing for you here. You're going to want to have people over. Going to want to get ready for the holidays to enjoy and look at a grandbaby coming home too. I know you've had, you know, a lot of time with your granddaughter, but still every holiday is so vital when there's a new member of the family. Well, here's Jim. He's going to give you a personal prophecy card.
Yeah, here's your single card, and I'll read it to you, and then Deborah will elaborate and tie it into your reading.
I love it.
It is the Seven of Clubs. A powerful passion is perceived to surround your life at this time. If you decide to give into it, be prepared to accept the consequences, for better or worse, which inevitably results. If you choose instead to resist it, you may always wonder what might have been.
Well, and that's the big thing.
Go for it.
In everything that attracts us, you know, we can do our best to avoid it. I think the plumber is, let me ask you, woman to woman, is he really cute?
He's nice looking, yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I really think he's going to have some sugar for you. it's always nice to get a little sugar. But, yeah, that Seven of Clubs is very powerful. Card.
Okay. All right.
Yep. That's the card of sexual interest, passion. You want to go with, what is the phrase? Anticipation.
The most. All
right, Carly, time.
Whoa. Don't be calling me no chicka. All right, go ahead.
No. If you, you almost stole it from me. Anticipation. Make it become more and more intense. And
okay.
Then the gratification. Got to remember, men are instant gratification, but they don't mm-hmm. realize the more you make them, drool, you know, the more the seven of clubs will rule.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds
okay.
Sounds like somebody's playing a flute there.
I'm doing laundry.
It was weird. It sounded like a flute. I'm like, wow.
She's in the hotel. Remember?
Yes, that's right. The hotel laundry. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
take care.
Well, the hotel's on the insurance time, right?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That's
then.
A blessing, too. Yes, because I can't afford to, you know, just go to the hotel for a weekend.
No, nobody could. That's ridiculous, the prices of that stuff. Yeah, you'd have to stay at one of those no-tail motels in order to get a good weekly rate.
Yeah.
All right, well,
very
thank you so
thankful
much.
That for everything,
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, there's a, what do they call it, the pot of gold at the rainbow or whatever, because when all said and done and her house is back together, it's going to be better than it was.
Well, and that's why I'm saying she's want to entertain.
So there's going to be inconvenience and pain and hassle, and it was upsetting, the flooding's horrible. But when you get back there, you're going to be like, yeah, all righty.
Right.
And water heater, you know, I mean, nobody's rich. But a water heater replacement isn't that expensive. If it's just a one-for-one swap, you know, the labor is what it is. And yeah, you know, it's not that bad. You pay for the water heater plus the labor, and they're pretty quick.
Right.
And then you're good for 10 years until it leaks again.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, take care now, Ann.
Well, thank you all.
Take
care.
I'll
be taken back.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You remember that other other place went through two water heaters?
What other place?
The place I lived at before.
That blue
house? In 19 years.
Oh, that one.
The first one.
Yeah.
It started crapping itself, and they have relief valves to keep from overpressurization because you don't want your water heater to turn into a bomb, which it could if it didn't have a relief valve. And I think that's what happened. I think it started just overheating, and the thing started it was up in the attic. So it started blowing water. It released. When it released pressure, and it starts shooting steam and water out.
Where does it go?
Well, since it's in the attic, it comes down to visit you.
In your light
fixture? Freaking happened to be up super late that night for no reason, sitting in the living room. All of a sudden, I see water come streaming down from the kitchen ceiling. And I went and popped up, stuck my head up in the attic, and I said, I know what that is. And then I killed it. I killed the water heater, shut it off, and then they came and replaced it.
Wow.
And then I had a slow leak, remember, the last time, and the ceiling collapsed eventually after they replaced it because it got so... You know, then they build a place back in Spitz. It had some weird felt type, weird insulation stuff in there. And it was leaking slowly, but you don't know until it starts dripping inside. By then, it's been leaking forever. And that stuff, when I got, I guess it, the weight of that stuff with water was like 10 times what it normally weighs. And finally, the ceiling went, psh. So I had a big hole in the ceiling. Two water heaters. Like I said, when they fail, it's usually not a happy thing. They don't have a little light that says, hey, I'm about to fail. You should change me. That'd be great. But
another thing a lot of people don't realize is that your windows can leak inside. As was
frickin'
the
water,
case.
Man. Frickin' water, I'll tell you.
When Daryl was extremely ill with cancer, we found out cancer is very expensive, even when you have good insurance. I mean, there's still going to be some out-of-pocket stuff.
Yeah. Well, some of those medicines, too. You know.
When he passed, and I was able to work on the home, it was very close to being condemned. And it was a very nice little home. But what the contractors pointed out to me, and they literally had to cut off the whole front side of The building.
Well, the living room side of the house,
When
which is the front
they
half.
Told me, they said, come on over here. We want to show you something. And I went over there, and he said, put your finger on the wall and push a little bit. And the whole wall wiggled. He said that wall with the windows could have fallen down at any time because water from all of the home's windows had leaked in the wall.
Terrible stuff, boy.
Yeah, it was bad.
Water and fire. Fire, you know, usually because it's there, boom, but water's sneaky. You don't even know it's happening half the time that it's doing damage.
You don't.
And the foundations of both the houses.
And if you have... Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, oh, that was a big
One was, what, about 19?
Yeah. For the...
That one was... Probably, even the last bit I'd done, that one was probably about 70 grand just to, for the foundation. But it's brand new foundation now. Now the foundation probably all lasts the house.
And here's the thing that we've learned in our great wisdom over the years. Don't go on the cheap, you know, if you can help it. I replaced all of those windows. They had to do a whole bunch of internal work. And I made sure I put up windows that have a 25-year guarantee against leakage and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I thought, we're not going to go cheap on this stuff.
Yes, and they have the folks come over that do the, what they do, the, what is that called, the assessment? What is that that they do for you, the house?
The inspection.
The whatever, God, I hate that term.
The home inspectors.
Yeah, there's a name for that. Well, they come by and they do that for the bank. You know what they don't do? They don't go crawling around in the crawl space. Pay a couple $100 for a guy before you buy it.
Yeah, because, first of all, depending on your area, you may have a lot of termites in your area.
Termites and just moisture damage.
Yep, and you want to pay for that guy to get down
there. Now, if you're up north with basements, that kind of doesn't apply. The foundation's right above the basement, so you can see everything, and there's... None of that stuff applies for up north. But if you're on a place south of the Mason-Dixon line, typically, where there's no basements, you're on slabs or you're on frickin' foundation, whatever, crawl space, pay the $200 before you buy it. $200. It might be $200 before you buy it. It's worth it.
The other word of caution is consider flood insurance. There was a big issue back home where both of us are from. Northern Minnesota. And do you remember what caused that big flood that came down from, like, Floodwood and all of that? But
you got to throw me a freaking ballpark year.
I'm trying to remember. But anyway, the punchline here is those people never considered that they would ever need flood insurance, and all of their homes became flooded.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this body of water came a long distance, and that city we're from is on a hill. Others have said it often.
You don't know what year?
Oh, God, I don't know.
70s?
It's not,
60s?
No, this was 80s? Not that long ago.
Okay, well, I don't, okay.
Maybe in the aughts.
Well, without living there, I don't remember things. I didn't experience it, not living there.
The kicker was they didn't get any insurance help.
Hardly anybody has flood insurance out there.
They had to look to the government. You know what that's like.
FEMA. Yeah, you're going to get it probably, but it's going to take forever.
Yeah, so anyway, that's our little soapbox moment for you all.
Oh, that's two tonight, two soapboxes.
Yeah, two of them.
All right.
So let's move along.
Let's keep on it. Let's go to 651 in the state we just spoke of, Minnesota. 651, welcome
Minnesota.
To the show.
Minnesota, hello.
Welcome in.
And I bet this is...
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah. Matt. This is her. How are you, honey?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
We're rocking and we're rolling.
Kind of really hoping for the weather to turn. I see some red leaves. They're starting to pop out on our maples.
Goddamn trees.
Yeah, and they are signaling that the fall is coming. And
I love
wait.
The fall.
Oh, it is. Well, where you are, it's very nice and crispy, like, and fresh air, you know.
Winter can come early. You just don't know.
Yeah, way back in my youth, I have spent many a Halloween with my costume over a snowsuit.
Or
when
snowsuit
I was a kid.
And raincoats, all sorts of crappy weather. Yeah. Lots of Duluth, too, with a lake right there.
So tell us, what brings you to the show this evening?
I'm interested in hearing about love.
Like, love.
What the cards say, just generally.
Love.
Well, we'll call it your playing field. What is your romantic?
Yeah, what is your current state of your love life right
yes.
now? Players, possibilities?
Kind of non-existent, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of non-existent.
It's
is
a little dry.
Kind of non-existent? Does that mean there's still some potentials in there?
Not really, no.
Oh, that's non-existent is what I would say. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I'm just saying. If somebody says kind of non-existent, I think maybe one or two people that have maybe floating around that she's interacting with, but apparently not so.
Not really, no.
Okay, well, that's not bad. That happens. That's life.
If you flip that telescope around when you're going through like a dry, dusty patch, well, telescope or binoculars, whatever. How
it doesn't work a good when you flip them around, but
well,
go ahead.
Here's the thing. When you look at it from a different perspective, you've managed to avoid some heartbreak there.
There is that. Mm-hmm. There is that. There is always that when, like, well, nothing's really happened. Well, that means nothing bad has happened as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Deb's always, what's it? Oh, and Deb's like, oh, there's nothing in the mail. Like, I'm kind of okay with that mailbox being freaking empty because that means there's no bad news, too. You know, no news is good news, right? Right? That's what they say. But love life, you don't want no news forever. That's bullshit.
Well, the thing is,
bullcrap.
Watch your language.
Oh, they said the S word on satellite radio.
I don't think this is satellite radio.
It is kind of internet radio, though, a little bit, but anyway.
It's news for the soul radio.
Okay.
So, bear that in mind.
That's another S word, soul.
Okay, Christiana, let me take a look for you. I know that you're mixing and mingling with more people through your work, which is a good thing. So you just might find some romantic prospects that way. And Jim will chat with you while I check this out.
I will indeed. It's been a little while since you actually called in.
A week.
Was it just a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, my brain sometimes doesn't really function well in the memory department.
It kills a lot of brain cells.
Well,
that way.
It remembers the crap out of some things and other things it can't remember to save my butt. So it's weird. It is what it is.
Oh, my gosh. I have some huge news
for you.
All
she did was put down three cards.
The top three are indicative of, say, like your current
so far.
Situation. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to kind of keep it a little loosely. The first three cards are fantastic.
Fantastico.
If these were mine, I would be dusting off my hope chest. I wonder if girls even get those anymore.
Is there such a... Yeah, I don't even know if
I
anybody
have
knows
one. It's just...
Oh.
It's a tote, a plastic tote, though. Yeah.
Oh, well,
really?
Back in the day...
It was a little chest, wasn't it?
Your grandmother usually would go and buy a really nice cedar chest.
Oh, okay. I got that. I didn't know that's what it was.
And,
it was a cedar chest. Then.
Yes,
okay.
And it was gifted to you.
Okay.
And you would fill it with hopeful things. Like, you know.
Baby stuff.
Yes, things like that. Mm-hmm. Wedding stuff. Marriage stuff. That all kinds of stuff like that. I have to tell you. Oh, my God. This is amazing. Right off the top, you may think you're in this, you know, barren place, but things are going to pick up for you.
Yeah.
I see wedding bells, Christiana.
That's kind of an extreme.
There she is, Christiana, right there.
What one extreme to the other there.
From who to, yes.
From dry, boring, lull to all of a sudden, holy crap.
The best things in our lives. Come in their own best way in time.
Which we have no
control.
Well,
it's about time, though. I mean, really.
Yeah. But just remain patient and keep manifesting that you are ready to receive your soulmate. And this is going to stick. This is going to be your true love connection. It's amazing. And it's coming soon. But you know what? There's a three here, and that three is a symbolic of creation, of like a reality is being created. Okay, number one is unity. Mm-hmm. Number two is yin and yang, opposition, that male, female. Okay, and number three is kind of like you took the male and the female and you created a baby together. But it doesn't have to, it's hard to explain. But out of the two would come the third. So let me try and explain this.
Yeah, you're supposed to explain then.
This is coming right to you. There is a number, three of clubs is a card that means duration of time, which basically seems very vague. But what it means is think of this as like a ball out in space, and it's coming to you. And this is the approaching event. And you can ignore it and sit there. It's not going to turn around and go somewhere else. It's going to just hit you right in the head.
That would be a collision course. It's on a collision course.
That would be. But if you're expecting it and it happens, as it's coming to you, you reach out and you go, gotcha, and you grab it. And then that is what I see for you. You are going to meet the one that is destined to be your husband and the father of your children. What do you think about that?
What do you think about that? International shout out to Melanie from the UK. There's our first international shout out. Yay. All right, back to Christiana.
So.
It sounds really exciting. I've been wanting this since I was, little.
I think
a marriage.
Little.
Oh. Yeah, and it's probably hard to believe if you're in a big lull.
That anybody's coming for you.
Not just anybody. You're talking. This is like the lottery coming.
Well, she's been getting ready.
No, but I'm just saying. But it's probably hard to
advancing her work skills.
You know how it is.
She's living on her own. She's taking care of her little kitty, and
sure.
She's establishing her life.
I understand
life.
That, but you know how it is. When you're in a rut, sometimes you're kind of not very up about getting out of the rut.
But that's where you have to work yourself.
Sure, I agree. But the human nature is like, here we go again. But so that's good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. And like you said, it doesn't matter whether she almost believes it or not because it's coming. It's a collision course, whether you're ready or not.
Yeah.
You might as well get ready, she's saying.
Christiana, you're going to go somewhere with a female friend of yours. And but this is in the future coming. But I think it could be... like I said, I was going to go along with this. I'm going to even give this up to 3 years. I know you're thinking, oh, brother.
That does sound like a long-ass time.
But now it can come sooner. It could be in 3 weeks or 3 months. Or, shocker, it could be in 3 days.
But if it's like
now,
a lottery.
What were you saying about a friend?
There's a female friend here that's going to invite you to go somewhere. It's a social type of event.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
all right,
okay.
That sounds good.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Wait. I wanted to tell her.
Okay, we'll wrap it up, Deb, and then I'll give her her
wedding and baby are pretty close together. Okay. But it's going to be like your little secret with your hubster to be.
You think one might be coming with the other?
I think there's going to not like a shotgun wedding, but there's going to be.
No, it's not that big of a deal anymore.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. It's life. Life is life. It's not a big deal.
When I was like 21, if you were with child, you weren't even deserving of wearing a white dress at your own wedding. So.
Well, I don't want to wear white.
Well, there you go.
I was actually thinking of like either, I have a few options, either like a rainbow colored dress or like a black one.
Black is cool.
I think it's very sharp and chic.
You could go. It doesn't have to be goth, but you could go black.
Oh, I think it could be beautiful.
Absolutely, black is badass color on.
And rainbow, that isn't bad
black,
either.
A good black outfit makes men or women look great.
Oh yeah.
If it's sharp, for some reason that black is sharp as hell.
It really is.
It is. All right, here we go. One more time.
Right, here we go.
Here it is, and now Deb can expand on this. I'll read the first bit of it. Your single card reading is from the psychiclove.com. Free reading spot is a Queen of Hearts. And that Queen of Hearts is playing a major role in this matter. but she is a medium-complected woman capable of great sensitivity and understanding. She possesses the characteristics of one of life's true caregivers in that she loves unconditionally and without favor. While she also has a tendency to wear her heart on her sleeve romantically and may fall much too easily for inappropriate partners, her generosity and deep sense of compassion is beyond compare. Run with it.
Okay, well, Christiana, this was in your cards.
Is that the person also, that might be? No, it's somebody else.
It's somebody else.
Roger that. Here we go.
It's your baby girl.
Wow. This is a life that has not yet been created.
That's right.
Holy guacamole.
Yeah, I've been wanting a girl.
Well, I think your wish is going to be granted.
Well, well, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another breeder.
Thank you.
So I think that you are really walking, say, a yellow brick road for yourself.
Follow the yellow brick road.
So I know you've been through a lot in your life, and it's time to turn the page. Time to get forward with the business of living. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're loving that, dog.
So I can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you
so
very much.
All right. Now, you hold on to that. Remember, when you've gotten a reading like this, your personal vibration is raised.
I think you may have also been on hold last night, correct? And didn't get through?
Yeah.
Sundays. On Sunday, all the rule of thumb for any day is good, but especially on Sundays, for whatever reason, if we do a show, they blow up. So on Sundays, you want to try to be first. But that's a good rule anyway. All right, well, at least you got through it and everything all is well, and you got your reading. That's great.
Yep. Thank you both.
Yeah, thank you. Hugs and love, honey.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you.
Indeed.
You too.
Thank you so
you
very
too.
Much, and I shall take care of this, Deb.
Yeah.
All right.
I saw that.
All right. You can chit-chat for a little bit. Oh, thank you, Facebook.
Come on. Hey, watch. Who's next?
Well, I'll tell you who's next. All right, let's go to area code 520. Oh,
hello,
Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, hey.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
How are you?
No, we're doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh,
I am
fine. You know, I finished my bike ride a couple of hours ago, and I went into the backyard, which is a communal backyard. I'm keeping it clean. The neighbor and I share the space, and he's a gardener back there. He's a gardener. So he has very tall plants that are growing there, like 9 feet high, and they're potted. And so I saw him come out, and it's a small yard. And I was walking my bike up, and then I think he heard me, and then he stood behind the plant and hid behind the plant.
It's like a cartoon.
I could see his eyes looking out at me.
That's literally like a cartoon. That's like a cartoon.
I turned my back and I started locking up the bike, and then he went inside real quick. Well, what had happened earlier is I had, I don't know if I told you this yesterday. I called him yesterday and I said, can I buy you lunch or breakfast, meaning for today? And he said, well, I don't want to commit to that right now. And I said, okay, that's fine. You know, after we were having a 2 second discussion earlier.
Yeah.
And so then I, today, I called him about 11-ish in the morning. And I see you had me scheduled. I told him Tuesday to drive you and also Wednesday. And this was to finalize his purchase of the car. And he says, oh, gosh. And he said my name. He said, I am so sorry. You see, these days he's sounding really businesslike. I am so sorry. I made other plans. And I said, he said, thank you for the offer. And I said, I didn't offer. You asked me to do it. And he said, oh. And I said, were you just not going to let me know and I'm going to have to sit here and do what I'm doing right now and call you and check with you? I said, that's not nice. But then I hung up. And then I went to my bike ride, and then he was hiding in the backyard.
Watching you. like a perv watching you, like a perv.
No, I think he's afraid. I think he was afraid I was going to have words with him or something.
He was back there doing his gardening thing. He rolled in, so he tried to become invisible.
I think he just was afraid that I was going to have words with him. So, Deb, what did the cards say? I mean, this is looking really bad. It's never been this bad before. I mean, he is turning down all my, he's without a car. And yesterday I had told him, today I have, and I did, I had to go show my house that I'm selling. God, I hope that thing sells today. Some guys looked at it. And I told him yesterday.
Is the market slowed down? I've heard that it has, but,
It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's good. It's rolling in roses. What can I say? I'm taking, I don't know if I'm going to move or I'm going to take a long vacation by myself. I can't believe this. I just can't believe what's going on right now. I never thought it would come to this point. I never thought. But, Deb, you said it was going to end badly for me. You did say that.
You did say that, Deb, did you? I don't remember that, but you say it, though, so.
Well, I don't think I've worded it
well,
like
when I,
that.
When I was fooling around, like hiding and going out, and then I thought I'll be more transparent to him.
Well, what I'm seeing here is, I'm telling you, this guy has, like, hurt feelings to the max, and it's about you. And, oh, my God. All right, now, don't flip out. But he honestly thinks, this is what I'm picking up from him, that you are cheating on him. Cheating. And they don't even have a commitment.
Well, and she's not giving signs off that she's cheating.
Cheating? How would I be cheating? I'm so exhausted most of the time.
He's not very sharp then. He's not sharp about that.
I could go kind of
dim-witted in some ways.
So as far as women are concerned, he is a dull knife in the drawer. He's not sharp. He's the dullest tool there is.
Well, remember,
women.
He's still learning about women.
Oh. There you go for that, okay?
Well,
this
is somebody transitioning from a history toward heterosexuality. All right. And I see it here. But he's wanting you to pick up on this. And I'll tell you, he has visions of grandeur that come through so clear in these cards. He literally wants you to get on your knees, humble yourself, and beg his forgiveness.
I got to keep it clean, I know. So how about I bite something? How about that? How about I bite something? Huh? I'll get on my knees. I'll bite something.
She wants to bite something, my dear. You know, bite. She was a biter. She's a vampire.
So you want me to beg his forgiveness? You want me to beg his
forgiveness? He has a imagination, I guess we could call it, that is... It's staggering. He thinks you've been in the wrong. So he's like, quote unquote, air quotes, he's punishing you. Okay? And now he's going to go, we'll say tit for tat rather than this other game, that the other reference to the game that we said, an FF game.
He's going to go find a woman?
He's going to make it appear. Like he has, but if I were you, there's got to come a point for you where the winning move is not to play. That's when you are going to take your power back, and
for sure.
I see your feelings here. I know that you are so invested, and it's hard to be at it feels like the losing end. He was so ungracious about that dinner or that luncheon and or breakfast invitation. That was terrible.
I don't have cards, but if as a guy, to me, all these little signs and these little nasties, they're like little nasties, are almost the guy that wants, and I don't think it's this case. If it was a regular relationship, I would say this guy wants her to go away, wants her to break it up.
Well, I think she should give him what he wants.
I think, I don't have cards, though. This is me. Remember, you said he's totally different, but this is one of my buddies, and he was doing this topic. Like, he doesn't want to be a bad guy. He wants her to break up. If he was a regular dude, this guy's not a regular
dude. Makes sense.
He's from
that
Mars or something. Did someone
tell him I was trying to get with someone else, or that they saw me with someone?
No. Well, that may be through, that comes through, you know, the grapevine of a bunch of people. You might be going to these bars/clubs, and people know people. You know,
that's what I'm asking. I wonder.
Here in my community, which is rather huge, if you were to be a woman going into, say, a bar alone, regardless of whether you drink or not, you would be pegged as an easy touch, let's say. They would see it as desperation, because this, where I live, has some very traditional, like, beliefs like that a woman alone is a desperado looking, and this is because we're a military community.
Desperado.
But I want to tell you, I really feel that
some
if
Eagles.
You pull the plug on him and just say, you know what, when you've decided you're not going to play games anymore, look me up. But in the meantime, I'm not doing this, or however you want to word it.
The fact is, when you invite somebody to do something and they say, their answer is, I don't want to commit to it, that's very, very asshole-ish.
Yeah.
There are a million different ways you could graciously not commit to something, but just to say it like that, that's lies. When I heard that, I was like, ooh, that sounds like the guy trying to get rid of a woman in a regular relationship. I don't know about this.
It's kind of like he's abusing the boundaries of your relationship. And that's why I say, this is what he wants. Give it to him.
I have been in that spot where I've kind of been like,
I know that about
to
him.
A woman. I'm not sure I want to commit to that. And usually when I do that, it's like I'm on my way out the door, but I don't want to be.
And then he said, you know, I really appreciate it. Well, the thing was, we got into this car accident and we didn't have a car, so I was just simply letting him know. I said I could stop at the store and pick something up if you need. I've got to go show this house. I said, and because he was making such a big deal out of money, and I paid my way, I don't understand where that was coming from. And I said, you know, if you want, I can treat you to breakfast or lunch. And that's when he said, no, I really appreciate it, and I don't want to commit to it. And I thought, well, okay, Deb and Jimbo, you know, this is all making sense, connect the dots. And so he's going to try and get another woman, looks like.
Don't think so. I think he is playing with you. He's manipulating you. Okay?
Oh, see, and that's why I don't have the card.
And that's why I feel there's a narcissistic edge to
him. Is he might not be conveying the message that everybody's receiving. Because if I would take that message as he wants me to leave and break up.
And then when he said, well, you offered.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, whatever, however it went.
All these little things.
Yeah.
And if said that to me, I got the message.
I've been here since October, and sometimes he turns and twists things around. I never felt it was evil, but it was just, I said, you're saying it wrong. That's not how it happened. I didn't say that yesterday or today. I didn't say, no, I did correct him. I said, I didn't offer you, ask me. And I said, you weren't going to let me know. I had to call you like I'm doing now to find out if you still need the ride. Because I have to change my own schedule. I didn't say that part, but I mean, it's obvious. And he said, and I said, that's not nice. And then I hung up. And so then I'm out there locking my bike, and he's hiding behind the plant.
Kind of pathetic. If it's a combine.
That
it's
is
hiding.
Actually, like, it's almost like it's a sitcom.
Yeah. But I want to
read. It is. That's why she's laughing. She's laughing about it because it's so funny.
The more you laugh about it, I think it'll be easier to swallow.
Because it's idiotic. It's idiotic.
But just remember, you don't know everything about him. Remember, I've put it out on the air. My mother went with a man for years. And it wasn't until after he passed away that we found out this man was a Marine Corps veteran. Yeah.
No, whatever.
But he killed his first wife or his wife.
Oh, my
over
God.
She made the tuna casserole wrong.
Well, you know, come on. Make it right.
And she ended up in, he ended up in a mental institution for like 20-some
years.
Well,
obviously it's her fault because she can't cook tuna casserole properly. It drove him insane. It's her fault.
He shot her in the head.
See? You should learn how to make tuna casserole. What are you thinking,
oh, that's
woman?
Where all the recipes go in your head. Oh, my God. You shot the recipe
In her defense, that was long before the internet was available where you could get good recipes.
Yeah, it was.
She should have had a Betty Crocker cookbook, that dummy.
But she stayed with him. She went on trips with him. I mean, she adored him. And thank God.
Wow.
She didn't make a casserole wrong.
Maybe he was one of those good cases where they got rebuilt.
Well,
it is a good
thing. He told me
maybe he would have said no. Maybe he would have said no to a casserole. Maybe he learned from his time to use a casserole. Don't do a casserole. Oh, no, I got to say no.
You know, he told me the other day when we were having a little spat, he said, well, at least I didn't commit adultery. And then he said it a couple of times, you know, I don't know, who knows. So he's not going to get a woman, or he is going to get a woman, Deb. Is that what the final straw is?
No, he's not. He's going to make it appear for you. You know what? We're getting chased out of here because we ran over.
And Nicole's got back.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, my Lord.
It's my fault.
I'm so sorry.
This is 100% my fault. I am supposed to be the timekeeper, and I have failed my job.
Oh, no, you guys are lovely. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You saved my life.
I will hold you mistake here. Sorry, Nicole. I apologize. I'm going to say goodbye to her. Talkers, we got to go. I'm not going to play music because I know she's got a show, rock and roll.
Yes, take care, everybody.
Yes, indeed.
We'll
thank
you
so
soon.
Much. We appreciate it, Nicole. And anyway we didn't get to, we apologize. But, you know, better to call in early than late.
Yeah.
And we shall be here next Monday. But it will not. So we'll be here next Monday. All right.
Take care.
Thank you much. News for the Soul, folks.
What do we got here?
Here are all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.